Time now for a look at legal issues in the country with our segment, It's the Law, with Stephanie Fole from BCCC Attorneys at Law. Hello, Stephanie.
Hello, Alex.
Now, today we're talking about unemployment, and if you've lost your job, if you've been fired, are you entitled to unemployment benefits?
Well, actually, Swiss law provides that all employees in Switzerland who have not yet reached the legal retirement age must be covered by unemployment insurance and must contribute to the system. The entire unemployment system in Switzerland is based on a sort of solidarity proviso where all actors have to contribute to the system while they are earning.
Okay, so we're talking about contributions. How much is deducted and who pays?
Well, first of all, the one who's liable for the deduction is the employer. He has to directly deduct it from your gross salary. Now, new contributions, you maybe noticed that beginning of 2011, the contributions went up from 2% to 2.2% on your salary up to 126,000 francs. Now, people who earn a little bit more than that have to pay a new solidarity amount of 1%. And the rule is half is paid by the employer and half is paid by the employee. And these are, as I said, deducted from the gross salary.
Okay, so to be able, what's the rules for being eligible for unemployment benefits? What conditions do you have to meet?
Well, to be eligible to obtain money from the unemployment social system, it's that in the 2 years before becoming unemployed and registering with the unemployment office, you must have held for at least 12 months a job requiring the payment of unemployment insurance contributions. You must remain, that's the second condition, at the disposal of the employment office and must at the same time actively look for work while you're unemployed.
Okay, now I've got a question. It's probably a tricky one for you. Now, do all my 12 months of activity have to be in Switzerland? What if you're a cross-border worker, France or Germany or Italy, and you come over here and work?
Yeah, that's a question which is very frequently asked. I mean, specific agreements do apply for cross-border workers. What the rule is, in the 2 years before registering with the unemployment insurance, you have to have been employed in Switzerland or in one of the EU countries. The months which have been worked in the EU states will also be credited towards you. But the difference is that if you do work in one of these foreign countries in the EU, you will be paid in your residence country, although you have been working in Switzerland. And the level of coverage is usually lower in these countries than it is in Switzerland. For example, French cross-borders only obtain 57.4% of their annual salary.
Okay, so what do I do as soon as I've lost my job?
Well, as soon as you've lost your job, the first thing you have to do is look at your employment agreement to see if all your contractual terms have been respected, because you are liable to make sure that everything's gone right. If the employer has not paid you something, you need to go after for it before to become eligible to the unemployment benefits. So make sure you've got everything. Then you go immediately to the local employment office and register, and you have to present the office with the so-called employer's attestation, which has to be duly completed by your employer at the latest 8 days after you've required for it. Cross-borders do have to do the same thing, but then they will be paid in their country of residence.
Okay.
And then once you've been registered, you will have to agree on dates where you present yourself to the office, proving that you are looking for work, and you must not skip these appointments because they will entitle you to get the benefits.
So what conditions have to be obtained for unemployment allowances?
Well, in Switzerland, you have to be Swiss national or have a valid resident permit, be resident in Switzerland, be unemployed, of course, and you have to be able to work. If you're in the capacity to work or sick, you will not benefit from unemployment indemnities.
Okay. Now, here's maybe the most important question. How much do I get?
Well, the amount you are entitled to receive is calculated according to a reference salary based on the last 6 months of the salary which was subject to contributions. Well, what you've earned in the last 6 months will be the base reference. Now, depending on your family status, if you are single or only married without children, you usually get 70% of the reference salary. Now, if you've got a child or children under 25, you will obtain 80%. Now, this has got a cap. If you earn more than 10,500 francs a month, that is the maximum you will obtain. So if you earn 20,000, all that is lost. Between 10,500 and 20,000 is lost. The 80% will be calculated on 10,500.
Okay, so how long do you get these payments?
Well, it depends a little bit for how long you've been contributing to the system. The first 5 days are free. You get nothing. Then you get a maximum allowance of 520. It's a per day allowance. So you could get a maximum of 520 if you've been contributing to the system for the last entire 24 months. Then it reduces. If you've only been contributing for 12 months on the last 24, then you'll only get 200 in allowance. And that goes increasingly down.
Okay, a bit complicated, but so you can get 520 payments.
Exactly.
Okay.
You could be in then the 520 days on 2 years, for
okay.
2 years.
For 2 years. All right. Well, thank you, Stephanie.
You're welcome, Alex.
That's Stephanie Foe from BCCC, Attorneys at Law, for our segment, It's the Law. If you have any questions for Stephanie, you can email studio@worldradio.ch, and you can hear previous episodes at our website, worldradio.ch.